the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you?
Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
I don't mind walking in my rain when I'm walking in my rain with you. I just smile at the weather vane whenever there's a storm in you. I used to ask old Mr. Rain to please go away, but now I grin and welcome him to come every day. For I don't mind walking in the rain when I'm walking in the rain with you.
Albilardo was an American who came over to England in 1929. As well as recording under his own name, he didn't make that many records, he did however record with a lot of popular bands of the time, Ambrose, DeBroy Summers and Jay Wilbur, just to name, just three of them. I don't know why Mr. Albilardo only stayed in England for 2 years, but he returned home in 1931.
Tony, what for are you making all this old-fashioned noise, huh?
Oh, this organ I play for 30 years, and now she's out of date, so...
Sure, that's the trouble. She's out of date. Music of the day, she's got a swing, else she's a no good.
Okay, you show me how she's done, I fix him.
That's okay, boys. Are you ready? 1, 2.
He's the latest rhythm king with his organ grinder swing. Daddy, Daria, Daria, Daria.
Recorded in London in 1936, the year before he went on tour with an almost blind orchestra. And Claude Brampton was very angry at the promoter of that tour, and understandably so, as the promoter had insisted on making heavy reference to the disabilities of the band. Basically, he made it the sole theme of the tour, and Mr. Brampton thought that was very unfair, as the promoter seemed to be completely ignorant of the fact that they were a group of highly talented musicians. Let's see, what should we listen to next? Hello, Tiddles. It's not dinner time yet. Come and sit by me whilst we listen to Mr. Leon Cortez.
I've got an inspiration from a picture I've seen, and it's a new creation, how to cure the blues, and it's real good news. Be like little boy Pebble, blow your troubles away, watch them rise to the skies, you'll be happy all day. Be like little boy Pebble, blow them ever so high, and then you'll find peace of mind, bid your worries goodbye. Like that little boy keeps blowing away each care, then you'll find those bubbles going up in the air. Be like little boy Bubbles, always happy and gay. Let them go, let them go, blow your bubbles away. Thank you.
Cockney comedian and variety actor, Leon Cortez's radio voice was best remembered for being heard in his Cockney Costa Band and Happy Half Hour programme. Leon Costa, as I said, was an actor, and he actually made several appearances in the BBC wonderful comedy called Dad's Army. And in one episode that I remember him very clearly in was called The Museum Piece. And he played Henry the Milkman in the episode, and it was where they were trying to get an antique gun from the town's museum. It was a very, very funny episode, but then again, they all were, weren't they? So let's see what we have next, shall we? Oh, I'm sure you'll know this one. On that record says it was Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots in Drumnastics, and I'm sure you recognise the tune. Of course, that was an instrumental version of Dinah. Now, Joe Daniels was originally from South Africa, and he came over as a young boy. He was actually part of the London music scene from the age of 14, and he was the drummer for Sid Roy, who was the brother of Harry Roy. And Joe formed his own band with trumpeter Max Goldberg in 1926. He also went under the wonderful name of Washboard Joe and his scrubbers. Yes, okay, moving along. Thank you.
we know them all. Harmony and fantasy, melodies answer our call.
I'm the man that swings the band, the swing man band in the land. Hear me once, you'll understand why folks give me a great free hand. If you don't know who I am, I'll tell you so you'll understand. I'm the melody man, I'm the melody man. I can drive your blues away, boy, you'll get happy when you hear me play. Oh yes, I can, I'm the melody man. Sweet tunes, hot tunes, blue melodies, they're all the same to me. Gonna write them, gonna write them, gonna swing them, so help me. Once you heard me, you will know, be it good, bad, hot, sweet, fast, slow, it's a melody man, oh, a melody man.
You're not the melody man?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're the trumpet man. Get your trumpet and go to town, boy.
Betty Kent singing with trumpeter Teddy Foster and his Kings of Swing back in September of 1936. Teddy Foster formed the band after playing in the Billy Cotton Band, and interestingly he continued leading his band up until the 1960s, when he then quit music to become a theatrical manager. Ooh, I know. Let's listen to Howard Godfrey next. Now, he was a member of the famous Godfrey family and spent 14 years at the Waldorf Hotel, only leaving to join the war effort in 1940. I believed he joined the RAF, but anyway, his band that he had at the time was usually known as either the Oldwich Players or, as they are here, the Waldorfians.
Sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September, in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain.
To that purr. I think it's safe to say that we found Tiddles' favourite for the hour. And it was Jack Hilton and his orchestra and their magical version of September in the Rain with vocal refrain by Tom Waring. Tiddles, you have excellent taste. Would you like more tea?
Thank you.
John Cuthbertson, better known as Teddy Joyce, was actually born in Canada and originally trained as a violinist. However, an accident to his hand prevented him from pursuing it as a career, and fortunately for us though, he began to lead a band. He came to England in 1934, in April I think it was, and was given the job of Master of Ceremonies at the recently reopened Kit Kat Club, which was in the Haymarket in London. He continued working there until the early 40s, I think it was. Now, I'm not going to tell you about the next record, I'm just going to put it on, but I'm pretty sure that you will know the song.
And dance before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance.
Charlie Kuntz directing the wonderful Cassini Club Orchestra in 1936. Seems to be a lot of 36 on this programme today. It featured Ronnie Hill, who had been recording with, amongst others, Louis Prager, Jay Wilbur and Harry Leader. He was a member of Ambrose Singers back in the 1930s, and they were called the Rhythm Brothers. And speaking of Harry Leader...
Get going there! Now, boys, how's about that Louisiana hayride?
Yeah, man!
Start some Louisiana hayride. Get going, we all is ready. Get going, Louisiana hayride. No use of calling the road. Oh, I like that sport, sitting in the hay, loving it away. Oh, oh, for the time is short. Crank your little whip, get your little ship to go. Then you start some Louisiana hayride. No fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana hayride. No use of calling the road. Thank you.
McKinley.
I'm here, Buzz.
Clementina, Carolina Dinah.
Yeah, man, we here.
Yeah, man, we here.
Miss Miranda, Flory and Linda.
Oh, they're both here.
Chloe Abraham.
I am here.
Phoebe Ephraim.
I'm here.
We all here.
Yeah, you can see.
We all here, boys.
Interesting version of Louisiana Hayride, don't you think? They recorded it for Broadcast Records in December, I think it was, of 1933. And the lovely Phyllis Robbins and Sam Brown, who was probably equally as lovely, were on vocals. I'm going to make another pot of tea now and put on two in a row before I do. So let's see. Oh, these two look to be connected. Let's have Billy Mirren and his commanders first. Are you coming to the kitchen too, Tiddles? I think someone thinks it's his dinner time. He keeps hinting, doesn't he?
Exactly 8 o'clock, say where's my other sock? I've got a job, so help me Bob, I've got to get up and go to work. Must be there on the dot, I hope my coffee's hot. Bring on those eggs, those scrambled eggs, I've got to get up and go to work. I'll do my best to make some dough so I can come home and say, we're out of debt, it's really so, you'll never regret our wedding day. I'd like to stay in bed, but must get up instead. One kiss and then, like all good men, I've got to get up and go to work.
In bed, shift your lazy head, open up the window, look below you. Do not spend the day sleeping hours away. Nature has a lot of things to show you. If you want to see the sun is shining at its best, get up nice and early in the morning. If you want to see the flowers waking from their rest, get up nice and early in the morning. There's no need for you ever to be blue. My advice is simple, you know what to do. If you want to see your sweetie looking at her worst, get up nice and early in the morning.
Idea. Get up nice and early in the morning. You know the old saying, early to bed, early to rise, red sky at night keeps the doctor away. Anyhow, it's a well-known fact, the longer you lay in bed, the shorter the bed seems to be. I remember once I got up so late in the morning that when I was going downstairs to breakfast, I met myself coming up to bed again, and that's a fatal thing to do. Remember, if you want to keep that schoolgirl complexion, get up nice and early in the morning. And if you suffer from insomnia, go to bed and sleep it off. Yours truly, Tommy Handley.
Often that you hear two famous variety performers in on one record, but Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra seem to manage it. That was Leslie Cerrone and Tommy Handley. Wonderful stuff. And both of them were, of course, extremely popular on the radio back in the 1920s and 30s. Here's the tea, and this is the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra in a very safe pair of hands. Those of Mr. Carol Gibbons.
I'll tell you. What's the song they sing on Sunday? Eggs, eggs, eggs. What's the song they sing on Monday? Eggs, eggs, eggs. Hear the hens laugh, cluck, cluck, cluck. Foreign yolks have come and stuck. One egg, two eggs, three, four, luck. Eggs, eggs, eggs. They sing on Monday.
Hey, hey, hey!
Soon they'll need a lot, I hear, and the air won't be too clear. Election day is drawing near.
Eggs, eggs, eggs!
Thank you.
They don't write songs like that anymore, do they? Well, yes, yes, you did hear right. It was called the Egg Song. Oh, I miss the novelty records. Life seemed to be so much full of happiness and joy back then, didn't it? But did you know that the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, which had been formed by Carol Gibbons, was just for recording? They never played live. I'm not sure exactly why, but it does seem such a shame. They were a very, very fine orchestra. Now, can you bring over that basket of logs over there, please? The fire's getting a little low. They're in the kitchen. Thank you.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in the penny arcade. It's a Bonham and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
With an association with Mayfair. This time it was Harry Roy and his orchestra at the Mayfair Hotel. In 2005, English Heritage unveiled a blue plaque at the Mayfair Hotel in Stratton Street. That was to Bert Ambrose. He had one of the first residences at the hotel, and he lived there too for a time. But he wasn't the only one who had a residency. Quite a number of people played there. But he was the only one who had a second residency. Now, we've heard from Jack Payne when he had Leslie Cerrone and Tommy Handley on vocals. Let's hear from him again. And this time, it's with Jack Plant at the microphone. And it is with Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra.
Happy
when you're happy and I'm blue when you're blue. I worry when you worry, it's sad, baby, but true. When you feel lonely, honey, I'm lonely too. I'm that way, so what can I do? And I'm happy when you're happy, 'cause I love you.
Scott Wood was born in Glasgow and was widely regarded as Britain's leading pianoist accordionist. Try saying that on a Friday night. And he actually made his first professional performances under the baton of Jay Whiddon's band. Also a composer, one of his best known pieces was made famous by Sidney Torch, and that was titled The Flying Scotsman, which was obviously dedicated to the train of that name.
The thunder crash, I saw the lightning flash, the rain was teeming from the skies. When through the mist ahead, I saw two lips so red, and what a pair of smiling eyes. Under my umbrella, on a stormy night, I found my Cinderella. In my throat I felt a lump, and my heart began to jump, bumping under my umbrella. She stood in a doorway, so I tipped my hat and said, I'm going your way. Would you like to come along? Oh, I know it won't be wrong. Please get under my umbrella. She just whispered with a smile, how romantic this is. And then in a little while, it was raining kisses. Under my umbrella, what a happy girl, a mighty lucky fella. Now a shower brings delight, it reminds me of the night we met under my umbrella. Thank you.
that was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.